T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Steve and Ted in the morning here on a Monday on KNSS, 7:46 here on this Monday morning. Three big things. Winter weather advisory for South Central Kansas. Snow, rain, and drizzle today. You know if you're out there right now what's going on.
Two.
Nationwide gas prices up 3 cents a gallon over the past 2 weeks.
One.
Candidates are making their final impressions with the election just over a week away. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
The emergency accident reporting plan is in effect for the city of Wichita and Sedgwick County this morning. That means if you have a traffic accident, both vehicles are drivable. No drugs or alcohol was involved. You can exchange information with the other driver and then have 24 hours to report that accident online or to your nearest police substation out there. Traffic on KNSS brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman. And online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Winter weather advisory through tonight. Cold with snow, drizzle, and rain today. And a high of 27 degrees. An inch of accumulation or more expected. 50% chance for snow tonight with more accumulation. Overnight low 24. Tuesday, 60% chance for snow and sleet with a high of 35 degrees. So warm it up just a little bit tomorrow. Right now, light snow, fog, 26 degrees. And we have a north wind gusting to 35 miles per hour, giving us a wind chill of 12. The Monarch is back open for dine-in 7 days a week with limited seating inside and on the patio. The Monarch in Delano. One internet tool is meant just for McDonald's fans.
Fox on Tech.
If you're frustrated to find your search for a McFlurry ends up with news of a broken ice cream machine, there's a website to help out. 24-year-old software engineer Rashik Zaid came up with the site McBroken this summer after he attempted to get a McSundae in Berlin and no ice cream was available. The Verge reports he did what any enterprising young engineer would do. He reverse-engineered the McDonald's app that lets you order ahead and created a bot that will update the website automatically. If the bot can't order a frozen dessert from McDonald's, the location gets a red dot on the website. If it can, a green dot. After testing it in Berlin, where there are a reported 1,500 locations, he has expanded it to the United States, and within minutes of the launch, it received 10,000 visitors. The site initially ran slow due to demand, but it seems even folks over at the Golden Arches are okay with it, noting only a true fan would do this much work to enjoy their ice cream. With Fox on Tech, Brett Larson, Fox News.
Most of the schools, as we've been saying, in the area are closed, but we've been checking on, haven't heard anything from USD 259, so nothing from the Wichita schools. The Catholic schools in town are closed, and most of the schools in the area not having classes today, including Friends University. China's government says it will impose sanctions on U.S. companies, including Boeing and Lockheed Martin, for supplying weapons to rival Taiwan. A foreign ministry spokesman said Raytheon also will be affected. Spokesman gave no details of what penalties might be imposed or when. China and Taiwan split during a civil war in 1949 and have no diplomatic relations. 7:50 now, Steve and Ted. Stocks finished the week mostly lower. The S&P managed a modest gain Friday but still fell 18 points for the week, its first weekly loss in 4 weeks. The Dow lost 270 points for the week, and the NASDAQ dropped 123 points for the week that ended Friday. All right, we got two local banks merging, having an acquisition of some sort now. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, is with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve. Yeah, we have the bank is actually in northwest Kansas. Wichita's Equity Bank has assumed control of Almena State Bank. That northwest Kansas bank failed, and federal regulators have approved a plan for Equity to take over operations. Almena will reopen today as Equity branches. According to the FDA, the bank had total assets of around $70 million, deposits nearly $69 million at the end of June. Kansas Chamber has released a new workforce study that stresses worker retention and new worker attraction. The report says the state's workforce won't grow and Kansas companies will lag behind competition without new programs and a new focus on recruitment. And Wichita is getting more industrial space, this time at the Hoover Industrial Park at K96 and Hoover. That's where Advanced Catastrophe Technologies recently announced it's building its new global headquarters. Also getting some breaking news this morning, we were telling you in the past about the deal between Spirit AeroSystems and Bombardier. Purchase price was $500 million. It's now down to $275 million. CEO Tom Gentile at Spirit says this acquisition accelerates our strategic transformation, by increasing our Airbus content with the A220 composite wing and growing our aftermarket business. So that deal, it looks like, is going to go through by the end of this month. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Pretty good weekend for you in sports, both the Cats and the Chiefs with victories over the weekend.
I felt pretty good about it, you bet.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, but I'm feeling kind of sorry for the University of Kansas. I think their football program needs to get going. We need to get these guys going a little bit, don't you think?
I think so, too. I think everybody benefits from a strong KU football program, you know. So I wish they would get going.
Hey, I want you to say hello to somebody who hadn't been with us for quite a while, Bill. And that is our good friend Ted Woodward's with us this morning. Ted?
Ted Woodward?
Are you with us, Ted? No, I'm sorry. Apparently his microphone cut off. But he's back with us.
Oh, darn it.
I'll just put it that way. He's back with us. He's been talking with us this morning, and basically, we're not making him work too hard. We're just making him talk a little bit, you know.
A little bit, good.
Easing him back in. If you're just tuning in, Ted, since just before Labor Day, has had the COVID-19 and has spent a couple, 3 or 4 weeks in the hospital. And now he's back home recuperating, and he's going to be back part of our show again real soon and for a full-time gig.
Glad to hear that. Glad he's getting back into the pink.
You were worried about him. We were all worried about Ted.
Absolutely.
He was in ICU for about 20 days. So
right.
That's not something to be taken lightly.
Pretty scary stuff.
Well, we're talking
that's
earlier.
Evidence of it right there.
Talking earlier about this thing. You know, it's a lot of people think, oh, it's no big deal. I don't care. You know, I'm not going to get it and all that. Or the symptoms are this and that. And it's nothing to worry about. Well, when you get somebody close to you, this close, who's had that kind of a struggle, you take it real serious. And I know
Absolutely.
You do. I know you do, Bill, because you have from the
front. Wear those masks.
Wear those masks and try to keep from getting infected and infecting other people. It's been such a challenge.
You bet.
But this is, you know, and well, you know what it's like when you're one of your buddies and coworkers is out. You worry about
it. It's tough. Sure you do. And just prayers were answered.
Right. I think you're right there. That's good. All right, Bill. Thanks for being with us, as always. Watch out for that snow. It could fall on you sometime. Be careful. And go Cats, right?
You bet.
Go Cats. 7:55 now. Stay with Steve and Ted. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll have the latest on the election campaigns. Jad has sports coming up, right, Jad?
That's right. The Kansas City Chiefs were in snowy conditions in Denver. Did that affect them? Well, you heard about it just a second ago, but we'll find out when it comes up in sports.
Yes, plus entertainment news. You've got the board coming up too, right?
Oh, yeah. We'll tell you what happened in the theaters and on streaming over the weekend.
And traffic and weather. Some of you out there in traffic right now, what's going on. It's a mess out there. That's coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Stay with us, Steve and Ted, on 98.7 and 1330 KNS.
Get Wichita.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.